Welcome to the Filthy Spoon Podcast. I'm John.
I'm Robert.
And let's get to the sponsors. We got Willow Creek Custom Calls, old Brad Jones. He's down there spinning calls away as we speak, I'm sure. I seen he posted something on a Sunday afternoon today. So look him up at willowcreekcustomcalls.com or you can call him at 510-610-7625. All kinds of cool stuff coming down the pike, as they say. Some innovative calls he already has, of course, the snowblower, the Cali Spec, his Mallard calls. I don't know if he's going to have anything quite out at Marsh Days, June 1st, where we will be with him in the Willow Creek Custom Calls booth. That'll be a good time. So if you ain't got one of his calls, that's time to get one. And we're going to have t-shirts and I don't know what else, but we'll be down there. So be sure to check it out. Bring the wife, bring the kids, bring grandpa, grandma, aunt, uncle. It's going to be good time had by all on June 1st at Grizzly Ranch, CWA Marsh Days. So on to Superior Equipment Repair for all your truck and equipment needs. Get a hold of Superior. We got trucks all over the place, man. From the Oregon border down Bakersfield, dang near. All over the bay, we're everywhere, man. We got a couple ag guys on now. So any of you farmers out there, we can work on combines and harvesters. And right, we got about everything covered. From pickups to semis, F-550s. You know, skid steers in your backyard, little backhoes, bobcats. I mean, we do it all, you know. So look us up at SuperiorEquipmentRepair.com or give us a call at 530-888-0795. And Pinto Ridge Taxidermy, Adam Oliver, good old Adam Oliver. That friggin' bucket of names is sure growing, man, and it's going to be a few more before we get to duck days this year. He's going to donate one of our lucky guest who will be named on duck day is going to win a free mounted bird of their choice. So that'll be good. Look old Adam up at Pinto Ridge Taxidermy on Instagram. Look at his work. He's doing some cool stuff. Old Salinas Valley Outdoors. He took a bird up to him here recently, I believe. So curious to see what he's going to have done. Hopefully he gets like a life made North Daniel Shelby or something. Actually, I think that banded gadwall is boy shot. I think they're having mountain, but
no, Adam's going to do a great job.
Oh, yeah. He does good work. Good guy, does good work. So, and then official Left Coast Waterfowl, the two Jeremys. I see Ginger Jeremy. He already got a little turkey this year. And check his Instagram out. He's doing this kind of informative series, if you want to call it. He's just doing quick little shorts on how to do this or how to do that. For a new hunter, it's cool stuff. He showed a guy how to make a turkey fan. I showed it to Curtis. He wouldn't have a clue how to do it. He's like, oh, that's cool. It's informative. So he's doing that, just little informative bits. So check all that out. And check their website out and get all their waterfowl widow stuff, their turkey line. They mailed me that hoodie. I'm going to have to show Robert it here. It's a pretty cool hoodie. His own unique camo pattern. And they were generous enough to mail me one. And I was wearing it Friday when I was out turkey hunting before I headed up north. So check them out. Get on their turkey stuff. I would, if I were you, before turkey season's over, good stuff. So you can look them up at officialleftcoastwaterfowl.com or find them on Instagram, officialleftcoast on Instagram. And for 10% off, LCW10. And don't forget, all our Filthy Spoon swag still available on their hats, shirts, hoodies, the Square Duck, the Drunk Duck, traditional logo. He's got all kinds of stuff up there available. So be sure to hit him up and tell him the Filthy Spoon sent you if you do look into those guys. So anyway, with no more ado, you've been gone, Robert, and we've all missed you terribly.
Oh, shit. Oh, sure you have.
I did it again. There we go. There we go. Yes. The crowd has been clamoring for your return.
You drunk asshole.
Not me.
Well, I have to tell you something.
What's that?
I got to say this from the onset. I don't know if you realize this, but we're recording this today, Sunday, April 7th, and tomorrow, April 8th, is the 1 year that we started this podcast.
Holy crap.
Yeah, pretty wild, huh?
We come a long way in a friggin' year, dude.
Yeah, so here we are 1 year later, and I think this is our 66th episode.
Wow, man, I had no idea. Yeah. That's super cool.
Yeah.
Wow, here it is a year, man. Cheers to you, buddy.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah,
even got the Quaker drinking beer today.
Yep. No, that's great, man. Gosh, we come a long way in a year.
And you know, talk about the guest pot for duck days. I mean, just the amount of people we've met over this last year, the stories we've heard, the things we've learned.
Yeah.
It's been a great ride.
It's been a great ride. We've met some so super cool people that we would have never known without it. And, you know, with thanks to all our sponsors that have helped make a lot of this stuff happen. You know, Brad Jones, he came on super early and kind of helped us. And Superior, of course, for helping us along the way. And Adam, you know, shows up to two schmucks with a card table at Duck Days.
That's right.
And he came right up to us, super nice, and, you know, offered this deal.
Yeah, we lucked out being a couple booths down from Adam that year.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and I'll never forget, Brad Jones was our first, like, professional industry guest. And, you know, when we first met him, we may have even said this on the air, but it's pretty funny. He's like, you know, when I first started listening to you guys, I thought you guys were a couple of idiots.
Exactly.
He was right.
Yeah, our first podcast, a little clunky like they all get. They all get better, most guys that do this. But I think we've come a long way. We got a core group of solid listeners. We did that little sticker promo in December. And we'll probably never do anything like that again. But that was really a jump start to help us funding some of this stuff, and we appreciate all you guys that did that and all you listeners I talk to weekly. And even there, I'm sure there's some of you I don't even talk to on Instagram that listen weekly, and we appreciate the hell out of it, man.
I would say over the last year, we got some folks now that I'd consider friends.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that we've met through this podcast. It's just been a good time. We were just at the CWA dinner, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, we haven't talked since then,
And it's amazing, you know, it didn't even feel like a fundraiser dinner. It felt like we were just partying with friends.
That's the way it seemed. Yeah. I mean, I've been to a lot of CWA dinners, and I've never known that many people at one of them as that dinner.
Yeah.
And that was a blast. We got to meet, you know, and we, like John Carlson Jr., we got to meet the president of CWA. That was super cool.
Yep.
Head out with Brad Jones and the other Brad, the marketing director, and, of course, freaking Kellogg. He's working his butt off. We got to talk to him for a little bit.
Yeah, he was all over the place.
Yeah, he was a busy guy, man. He was
We had Ivan there, the Pancho Villa.
Pancho Villa, freaking Salinas Valley Outdoors, duck hunting world.
He sent me a picture today. I guess he was in a local fishing derby in his area.
He won.
Yeah.
Yeah, we reposted. He said, I'm down here fishing in the name of the Filthy Spoon or something. So I reposted it on our page. But yeah, he won. Yeah, it's a little trout derby or something. He won. So.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, no, we love Ivan. And he's the newest member of our duck club, right?
That's right. Yeah. So he'll be.
You guys might be hearing him on here more often if he's going to be around, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if we're during duck season, we have a good hunt or something, we might bring him on. So,
So 1 year down, here we are, right where we started. Well, now we're in the garage. We started in the living room.
We did start in the living room over a phone. Yeah. We've come a little bit since then.
Yeah, now we have real equipment.
Yep, and Brad Jones is going to get us another headset, so we won't have to have another one like the Milco with the one loud speaker. We're going to be able to do the four-person one a lot easier going forward.
Thanks to this podcast, I've met a lot of cool people. I've drank a lot of alcohol.
Against your will. Yeah. Yeah, we put some miles on a pickup. You know, we like going to wherever we're going. Like I say, I've brought this up several times, like Huell Hauser or California's Gold. We're just going all over. You know, talking to people, you know, Mark Kirsten with Sabaya Duck Club, he messaged me today. He said he's got enough to make a couple of wood duck boxes.
Oh, cool.
And like Brian Hoover, a birdiologist, said the time to get them up is when you can get them up.
Yeah.
Then it's up and they're done. So
that makes sense.
If Mark has them, we'll figure it out. And we'll stick them up whenever we can out there at our place. And no, it's been a fun ride and we got a lot of fun coming up, you know.
Well, going through the guest, it's going to be fun when we put this guest list together for Duck Days.
It will.
You know, I know we call it Duck Days. What do they call the California State?
I think they're going to. I think. And
State Championship.
Word on the street is Pat Kittle's going to come on as we get closer to it. I haven't talked to him directly. He's a busy dude. But we know guys that know him, and he agreed. Oh, yeah, he'd love to come on and promote it. So.
Well, it's just cool, you know, when we put the pot together and see – who's all in it and go through our list. You know, I was scrolling through the episodes we try to put the guests in the titles.
Yeah.
And we've had a lot of cool guests on, man.
We have. You know, we ended up like today, we're supposed to get a good guest on. You'll all know, guy that killing ducks last year when nobody else was. We'll end up getting him on at a future date. Last couple weeks, we had Jason and Birdiologist on. Robert wasn't able to make it. They're busy guys, so they had to do a week one and swing by the shop. And then Durham Guns.
Yeah.
Yeah, that dude's awesome. Yeah. Super cool. I recommend. Any of you guys want a gun, head up there.
No, I was going to say, we're going to go back. I'm going to go there for the first time, but you're going to go back.
Yeah, and yeah, we'll talk to him again, too, for sure.
Yeah, I know I'm in the market for at least one handgun this year.
Well, he's a guy to see, man. I was really impressed by his inventory, what he can get. I mean, he said he had to order like $100,000 worth of Benelli stuff just to be their dealer here. He's stocking up, I guess.
Oh, cool.
Which is kind of weird. They dump it all on him this time of year. So you go ahead and sit on this all year until people start thinking about buying. But, yeah, he's got all kind of stuff.
I still want to get the Super Black Eagle 3 28-gauge. Still on my list.
Well, that's the place to get it, I think, man.
I really feel like that could be the last shotgun I buy for a long time.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how much I'm going to hunt with it. It's just kind of complete. Yeah, you know? I like having the different I'd love a 16-gauge.
Yeah.
So here I am saying that's going to be the last shotgun talking about.
Something.
I'll take a 16-gauge.
I like my over and under 20, but I do want a semi-auto.
Yeah.
Curtis is convinced. He sent me a bunch of pictures of left-handed. I was driving up to Klamath when he sent me all this, claiming you can get all these left-handed Benellis. I think he's full of shit. But because I want a 20-gauge, but I would like to get a wood one just because.
Like his?
His guns are beautiful. Yeah. Those wood Benellis are beautiful, you know. And I would like to get one. And I don't know if they got one in an Ethos or something. He's claiming they do, but I think he's full of shit.
No, they might.
They might. I mean, and I don't care if it don't have to be a Black Eagle. They're all the same.
Yeah, no, they're good guns.
And I would take an M2 in black synthetic, a left-handed 20-gauge. I'd be fine with that. But it would be nice to get a wood one. You know?
I got I'm picking it up this week. I'm going to go pick up that over-under from the dinner.
Oh, cool.
We didn't win crap. But the table came with a gun, which is cool.
Yeah.
Every table there came with a gun. That's one of the few dinners I can remember. We didn't win anything, and it's all a good thing really for CWA because that place was packed.
It was packed. Yeah. Yeah, they're gonna probably need a bigger venue.
Yeah, that was packed
because it sold out a couple weeks before it was over, and you know how that works. There's people that show up at the door.
Yep.
You know, you're always selling tickets, and it sold out way early.
No, that was a good sign for the veteran hunt program.
Yeah, they did a heck of a job. Everybody involved with that did a great job. You know, I got a letter today in the mail.
Oh, cool.
From Kellogg, the veterans hunt program, just, you know, thanking for helping volunteer, and it was a great time. Yeah, I'll be hanging out with them.
The food was good.
Food was excellent. Yeah.
Yeah, open bar, which I love that CWA does that.
So smart.
Yeah.
So smart.
Makes this so much more enjoyable. And, well, that was a lot of fun, too. There's a couple things that, you know, happened that night. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I was the butt of a joke.
I can't say our table didn't win anything. We didn't win anything in the raffle. We did win a couple of things in the auction. We won a silent auction, and then I won an auction item. But actually, more importantly, my wife did, which I found out later because I was confused. But you won a silent auction. Why don't you tell about your silent auction win you got?
Yeah, I was out fraternizing with the people, talking, shaking hands, doing my normal thing, and we're getting towards the end of the night, and old Chad Hull, you guys know him, he's been working his ass off. He's a new CWA employee, and he's been at all these Davis at the Gridley dinners.
Seen him all over.
Sutter dinner, this one, Chad's working his ass off of these dinners. And he comes up to me, hey, John, you want this? And I'm like, what are you fucking talking about, dude? And here he presents to me my name, boldly written, that for the buy now, $200 for the Sitka vest.
Yep.
And if...
custom CWA Sitka vest.
Yeah, I will say the custom CWA is pretty cool, but if you know me, I'm not a vest guy.
And you hate Sitka. Those are like, this is a double burn. You know,
I don't usually say this, but hate's a strong word.
You don't like the Sitka camo. You don't mind Sitka as a company.
Sitka's a quality. Yeah. I like their stuff. I'm not a big fan of the camo, and I'm definitely not a big fan of vests.
No, you hate vests.
Yes, I do hate vests with a passion. And somebody wrote my name on the buy now for $200. And I'm like, I'm buying this thing. What the hell? And instead of being the good-hearted guy to get off my wallet, I was so like, because this is my game. is writing people's name in on the silent auction, and somebody did it against me. And I was like, what the hell? And so poor Chad's not in on it.
Oh, that's so funny.
So I don't know. You were involved in it a little bit.
I wrote the name down.
Oh, you were that involved. Yeah. I didn't know you were that deep in it. I was going to blame the Left Coast guys.
No, I wrote the name down. And then Jeremy from Left Coast, Jeremy number two or number one, I guess depends on how you look at him. But,
well, the bro or the ginger?
The bro.
Okay.
So him and I split the cost of it. But I wrote the name down. And so Chad comes up. So I see Chad walking away with the vest. I'm like, Chad, go give that to John. He's like, he doesn't want it. Poor Chad's all confused.
Oh, yeah. And he's thinking, what a dick. He writes this.
I'm like, no, dude, trust me. He wants it. I was like, he wants it. I'm like, just bring the bill to me. But he wants it. Go give it to him. I'm like, and tell him that you need a picture of him in it. So we got some photos of you.
Oh, yeah. We got some photos. Yeah. And I made a reel afterwards even. I was a sport enough to put him in our reel we made, but yeah, it was a good time.
Man. Yeah. Well, I expect to see that vest in the blind next year.
You know, I don't know. I left the tags on it just in case, because as you know, I'm not going to wear that damn thing. But I mean, as a good sport, if I hunt with the Left Coast guys, I might wear it. Or if we do something, you know, who knows? Yeah. Maybe my oversized body will get cold, and I'll decide I need a vest. I don't know, but.
So funny.
It was pretty freaking funny, man. I mean, what better way to burn the asshole that does that to other people? I thought that was great.
And then I got that night, too.
Yeah. Oh, your wife's the one that bought?
Well, so what happened was the last auction item of the night, they bring out a giant button-up shirt with Mike Kellogg's face on the front of it.
Yes.
Just covering the whole shirt.
Yes.
It was hilarious. You could see the granular details of his facial hair on that. So I love that kind of stuff. I think it's hilarious. I bid on it up to a point. I don't remember what point I stopped. But then, you know, I stopped bidding on it because I'm like, it's getting kind of high. And the auctioneer keeps looking at me and accepting bets. And I'm like, wow, someone behind me must be getting this, good for them. And then I don't remember what price it got up to, but pretty high for what you got there. And then they go, sold. He points right at me. I'm like, what the heck? Like, and I look around and my wife's like, it's you. And I'm like, I stopped betting. And she starts laughing. I'm like, what?
So was she doing it? Oh.
Yeah, she got me.
Oh. Well, it's a good cause.
It's a good cause. I told Mike, too. I said that, you know, I plan on, you know, hopefully attending some more veteran hunt program dinners and even some veteran hunts. I said, expect to see that shirt.
Yes, that would be perfect.
That's going to be the new uniform for those events.
I wonder whose idea it was. Did you ever find that out or anything?
No.
Who did it?
No. We'll have to ask Mike next time he's on.
Oh, yeah. By that time of the night, I was a lot of it. So.
Yeah. What? How many did you drink that night? We had a bet. I said no, that you drink no less than 12.
Oh, I didn't mark 12.
Brad
Jones is our chauffeur, so he picked us up at the hotel.
Nice.
And I did bring a date. She's been driving nuts, so I won't talk about her on here. But, I mean, this is a waterfowl hunting podcast, so that comes first. But, anyway, we got picked up, and nice. Old Brad Jones chauffeured us over there and chauffeured us back. So, of course, I had a couple to tune up before, and then, yeah, I was well over 12. Yeah. It was a good deal that my Chevrolet was locked up sound.
Now, was there an after party or
no?
No, everyone was just. I mean, it went late.
It went late.
Yeah,
I don't. To be honest, I don't have a bit on the time, how late it went.
Yeah,
but I know. But I was calling Uncle. I wasn't going to head to Dillion's in Lincoln. I was. It was enough for me, man.
Yeah,
thankful for Brad to get us a ride home. So
I think I fell asleep. My wife drove. She was the designated driver that night. Because I thought about doing the hotel thing, and I think we had a baseball game that was scheduled, but then got canceled. But she was like, "Nah, I'll drive." You know, when I told her, I'm like, "Let's get a hotel." She, you know, she's cheap, so she's like, "Apparently not that cheap." She spent a week hotel worth on this.
Could have got the damn Mike Kellogg shirt. Suite of the place, yeah. But no, that was cool. That was a good time.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been a couple action-packed hunt. You went opening day turkey hunting.
Yeah, no, I know we both did, and you've already talked a little bit about your fiasco. But I know I was turkey hunting with Mason and Curtis, and And we're like, I wonder how John's doing. And, you know, sent you that message. And you're like, I just got here. I walked 5 miles in the rain.
Yeah, yeah. I touched on a little bit last week for you diehard listeners. But, yeah, my little Hank was up visiting me. And he said, hey, I want to go turkey hunting, Dad. It's cool. Awesome, you know.
Yeah.
He's not big into it. And, of course, I'm always trying to get him into it. He's 12, and he's got his hunter safety and everything. It's just not something he's really interested in too much. So, hey, hell yeah, buddy, we're going. So, being the wonderful pop I am, I said, let's swing in here and get him a donut and a chocolate milk at the donut shop in Live Oak. It's raining. Thinking, well, hopefully, you know, the weather was saying, this rain's supposed to quit early. By the time we get up to cool, it probably ain't raining there. Pull in, and I kind of didn't think this out. So I passed the donut shop. I went around kind of the back side of it. Some freaking Live Oak cop in there. Got his big spotlight on him. He's blinding me. And I'm like, what the hell? And so he sees me. So he's kind of snooping on me. So I drive around into my park next to the donut shop. And he's got his big lights on and everything.
Really?
I don't know what he's up to. And so I get out, park truck. And I always leave my keys in my ignition. It's just what I do. I didn't grow up in a crime-ridden area. And that's what I do. And, you know, I got to understand, I have been driving for a long time now, things that automatically lock. Before, I didn't have to worry about it with my old junk trucks I drove around. But don't think